Right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Washington State coach Mike Leach, and the Cougars are on the road at Oregon State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes on the line of Daniel Usman, U.S. Today Sports.
Mike, I just wanted to ask you about Luke Falk's growth as a young player in your with your team and with your offense. How has he progressed in his short time with you?
Well, I think it's been really impressive. We feel like he's a good player, and he's picked things up very quickly and played real well the other night.
Do you have to change a lot with him moving in, or is it just an expectation that he keeps things going the way they are and in your system the same way?
We don't have to change anything. Part of it, all the stuff you said, but also he's a little ahead of schedule. He's a smarter, more diligent student of the game, and so that's part of the reason, too.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Ferrato, Oakland Tribune.
Hey, Coach. How much has Cal improved its offensive efficiency in year two of running its offense in terms of red zone turnovers, third down stuff? And is that what you would expect in the second year of this system?
Well, I don't know specifically on that, but the biggest thing is I think their receivers are real talented. They've got real talented receivers, and their quarterback plays well. And now all the skilled guys on offense. And so I think part of it, they're playing together better, but the receivers, I think, are just really explosive players.
How much better is Goff than he was as a freshman?
Pretty good as a freshman, definitely better now.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Chris Shaw, CougFan.com.
Yeah, Mike, I was just curious about what you thought of Luke Falk's decision-making in terms of finding open receivers against USC.
I thought he did a really good job. I mean, he played 3.5 quarters and threw for 379 yards, and with all the drop balls, could have thrown for 500.
And what do you think of his arm strength?
Strong.
Is it as strong, less or more than what Connor's was?
Probably not quite as strong as Connor's.
When you first got your hands on Connor and started working with him, what was his arm strength like?
Reasonably strong.
So would you say that there's potential for Luke to kind of grow into that and get up to where Connor was?
Yes.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Bonagara, ESPN.com.
Hi, Mike. If, assuming Connor is able to get back to full health, how do you assess him as a player as far as the NFL is concerned?
Very good. I think I can't think of any in the country that I think are better.
And how's he doing just handling the way everything has kind of played out the last couple of days?
Disappointed, but knows it's important to move forward.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Lewis, Sports West Northwest. Adam, your line is open.
Hey, Coach. I know your win-loss record isn't where you want it to be right now, but I was just wondering how you'd compare, the buy-in to your philosophy from your players in now in year three compared to, year one and year two.
I think it's definitely better. I mean, we're working through youth. I think that's had an impact. Of course, the quality of the conference. I think we're playing better on offense than we realize. I mean, we're really explosive on offense, moved the ball well all year, and then you know, defense, we struggle. And, of course, we've had to play a couple of different guys and for various reasons. And so we've battled through some things, no question.
Hey, and before Charleston White went down in the Stanford game, he was a guy who seemed to be making an impact in your secondary. How did he compare to the other, I guess, young DBs that you've been kind of forced into playing this year?
He was better than some. I mean, and would have continued to start. That's been a revolving door over there, though. So I mean, I think we've played 8 different DBs this year.
Does Charleston have a chance to play this week against Oregon State?
Yes, we expect him to be able to play.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
My question has been asked and answered. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, there's been a pretty big spike in special teams touchdowns this year, returns. I know you guys have been on the short end of a few of those. How much is it just pure athleticism on one end versus, you know, coverage teams, whether it's coaching or just the return guy making a good individual effort?
Well, I think it's both. In our case, I think we need more of an identity on defense, and our lack of that has hurt us some on special teams. And then also, I think individual effort, and we've had some young guys out there. Yeah, I felt like, I feel like we should have played better on special teams across the board.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Alex Crawford, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to ask you about Sean Mannion at Oregon State. You know, he just set the Pac-12 career passing mark, but he's overall having kind of a down year compared to last year. Can you comment on him as a player and what you guys are going to do to prepare for him on Saturday?
Very good player, big, strong, strong arm, too.
And defensively, are you expecting OSU to come out and throw the ball a lot? I know they've themselves struggled to find an identity on offense this year.
I think they'll do both. I think they'll do a little of both, in which they have. They've kind of mixed it in and, you know, run and play action, things like that. And then, of course, he can throw it a long way downfield.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Mike, when you say you need more of an identity on defense, can you elaborate? Are you talking about a style or what exactly?
Well, I think that for some of it's a lot of new faces. I think some of it's a lot of new faces, but then part of it just I feel like defensively we don't entirely know who we are. And so as a result, from one series to the next, a different defense may show up. And some of that exists with youth where you're bringing in young guys. Some of that is it's just a necessity of, doesn't matter if you're a young guy, play like you belong out there. And then some of it, I think, is, we need to select better and, what are our what we're going to do, what our core beliefs are, what we believe in, what's going to be kind of the signature things that we run and that we're effective at.
Your next question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman, U.S. Today Sports.
Mike, you mentioned that Luke is a little bit ahead of schedule. What do you like most about him?
Well, he's, he's got all this, he's accurate and he makes good decisions and, has really good sense in the pocket and pocket presence. But overall, probably the best thing is, he studies the game really hard and, is under pressure, under the just the atmosphere of the game, and I think just responds real well to that, keeps his head head clear under fire.
Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for today, Mike. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All righty, thanks.
Okay, we'll see you.